I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey, guys! It's been 10 years since Donnie Wahlberg won praise for his performance on Boomtown, and since then, he's portrayed characters on both sides of the law. In the new CBS series Blue Bloods, he's back playing a good guy as Detective Danny Reagan. The show revolves around a family of New York City cops that's headed by Tom Selleck as a police commissioner. Donnie plays his son, Bridget Moynihan is his district attorney daughter Erin, and Will Estes is Jamie, a Harvard law grad who decides to become a beat cop. I got a chance to talk to Donnie in a conference call where he talked about his character, his off-screen relationship with the cast, and a whole lot more.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how you guys interact with each other. Do you find that you have taken on those familial characteristics, like your characters, like is Tom the dad on set, and you and Will kind of have a brotherly relationship?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, it's ironic how thing usually turns out right, at least when people do a good job of casting. Bridget and I have a very, very great relationship, and it definitely, while she's, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful women I've ever met, it is a very, very trusting, brotherly, sisterly kind of relationship. I mean, we're both single parents. We talk about all types of stuff, off camera, and we help each other a lot as well off camera. And it flows very naturally on screen, I think, when we work together. Will, sometimes I look at Will and it's like looking at myself 10 years ago on Boomtown. I see him, wanting to explore certain elements of his character's story, the way I did, the way I did on Boomtown, and I remember walking around for the first 11 episodes saying, when am I going to get to talk about my wife? When am I going to get to talk about my suicidal wife? And carrying that with me into every scene that I did, and I see Will doing that, and, I like an older brother, I'm able to sort of, to identify it, see it, recognize it, and sometimes help, and sometimes, encourage it, depending on what the situation calls for. And of course, with Tom, he really is like, he sort of is like everyone's dad, I'm sort of the nutty kid on set, but Tom knows that I'm professional, and, I come to play hard every day, much like Frank knows that that's what Danny is. Danny's a little nutty, but he's also, Frank puts up with Danny sticking heads in the toilet the way Tom puts up with Donnie, tweeting in between takes and letting fans know to watch the show and stuff.
Can you talk a little bit about going forward in future episodes? Do we get to find out more about Danny's background and his time in Iraq at all?
Well, I think in time, like I said, in using Will as a reference, I think, when I was Will's age, I wanted every single part of my character's story to come out, like in the very first episode after the pilot, and every subsequent script I would say, man, when are we going to get to it? And the reality is, I guess, with age and with experience comes, a little bit more patience. Of course I want to get to it, but I'm not desperate to get to it. In a perfect world, we'll have a couple of seasons to explore all of this stuff. Obviously I want to go into a lot of the stuff that's going on with a lot of these characters, not just Danny. I mean, I want to know what's going on with Will, and I want to see whether or not he's going to investigate the Blue Templar. I'm very curious, and obviously that'll have implications for my character, perhaps. But, I want to see how it all goes. I want to see where a lot of this stuff goes, and, fortunately things are going great, and hopefully we'll have a chance to get to explore a lot of that stuff. It's definitely what we all want, the writers and the cast.
This show has probably more respect for the police than hardly any show I've seen, and particularly this episode. And I was wondering, Donnie, what was your feeling of the police way back? When you were a kid, even before you were famous, what did you think of the police around Boston? And then when you were in your wilder rock years, what did you think of the police back then?
Well, I mean, when I was in Boston growing up, I pretty much knew all the cops in my neighborhood because they had all arrested my brothers. You know, I'd see them. Yeah. I'd see them around. They knew me. I knew them.
And that's a good relationship with the partner you had in this episode, the guest star. Is she going to be back in some more episodes? Or?
She's shooting her fourth episode now. Jennifer Esposito, who I'm having so much fun with. She's really great, and she's bringing a lot to the show, and certainly giving me room to play.
And it works a lot because she contrasts with you and tells you when you're wrong and stuff like that, right? So that
yeah, she does. And you know what? There's the you know the episode after Officer Down. You know, there's an episode where I get to bring a lot of levity to my character and to the situation. You know, it's not as intense of a crime that we're investigating, and I get to have a lot of fun. And with Jennifer, it's really it's you know I've been telling Will Estes. You know, it's like, man, you don't know what you have with Nick DeToro. You have, like, you have gold. Every day you show up to work, you have a magical, you know, the potential for magic with an actor of his caliber. And, you know, I feel like I have that with Jennifer Esposito.
So now that the show's off and running and, you know, people are tuning in, does it take pressure off of you or does it actually add some pressure, knowing that you have to, you know, you want to keep them there?
Well, I mean, if I think about it, it only adds pressure, so I just try not to think about it because the reality is I control none of that. I just control what I do. But, you know, it's, you know, for actors, for anybody dealing with numbers and polls and things like that, you know, the more you look, the more pressure you put on yourself, you know, because if you get 20 million viewers on day one, well, if you look at the numbers on day two and they're down to 19 million, you suddenly start going, well, what happened? You know, the reality is I think we're a couple million viewers more than anybody thought we would get. And that's good news. And, you know, but it's really what we do on set and what the cast talks about is really trying to control what we can control. And that's, you know, finding the right mix. Of what works for our audience, you know, identifying who they are and servicing, you know, what they want and also servicing our characters as best we can. And you know, it's tricky, but the pressure never goes away. You know, there's so many things at stake with every episode and we treat every episode very important. You know, I don't take days off and, I think, you know, my castmates are the same way. I mean, they know that, I come to play every day, and to me, it's like a concert every day, or a movie every day, or a challenge every day. And I wanna be as good as I can be every day.
And you know, I love that the show is filming in New York. How does that feel to actually be there? I mean, instead of just being on a soundstage in Hollywood or up in Canada, pretending to be New York.
Well, I'm sitting right now in a building that I live in that was built in 1885, I think. I'm looking out the window at the Williamsburg Bridge, and there's a cool breeze coming in, and I'm feel lucky every day. Every time, you know, in the Officer Down episode, in the climactic scene where we take out the bad guy, which I really shouldn't give away, but I'm sure you've seen it. maybe you won't give it away to your readers, but, you know, we're shooting under the Manhattan Bridge in Dumbo, and, you know, all these guys are up there, they're working on the bridge. In between every take, they would yell down, Donnie Wahlberg, we love you, man! And it was so much fun, man. It was so great. And, you know, I don't know how anyone can even hear in Dumbo. It's the loudest place I've ever been on Earth. But those guys' voices cut right through all the trains and the noise and the traffic and the drilling and the welding. And, you know, and it's there's nothing like playing a New Yorker and being on the streets of New York and having New Yorkers, you know, give you a pat on the back. And it's been happening every day. I mean, you know, today walking down the street, there's a couple of guys, you know, doing some construction on a brownstone, and they just say, hey, way to go, Wahlberg. You know, it's for a Bostonian, you know, we live in the shadow of New York, and to be acknowledged by New Yorkers is really the greatest feeling.
Can you talk about the challenge of playing a cop, for a cop killer? Like, how is that a unique challenge for you?
I think for me, you know, it's trying. I think the challenge is in respecting what's on the page, but also respecting the character and where he comes from and what his choices may be in a situation like this. And finding the balance, not going too far, that, you know, I'm sort of going rogue as Donnie, the actor, is going rogue on the script and playing his own movie, but certainly, you know, pushing the boundaries enough that Danny is doing, you know, everything he can to see that justice is done in his eyes, you know.
What's your favorite part about playing Danny?
I think the freedom that I have with him. You know, I think a great day playing Danny is when I remember to be free and try something different, you know, every day. And if I'm doing something that feels redundant, or, you know, sometimes scenes are written a certain way that they kind of guide an actor into down a certain road. And, you know, my favorite days are the days that even though I'm being guided by the script down a certain road, I still am able to make discoveries and try things that are completely free and off the cuff. You know, I mean, today on set I kind of did like a quasi-Columbo moment. It was really fun, and, you know, it didn't feel false. It felt like within the realm of Danny. And, you know, it's what attracted me to this role. I mean, there are a few other opportunities for me to work, you know, in other shows and do other things, but, you know, this part, I really, besides the fact that I love the cast and I love Tom and I love the pilot script, you know, I really loved the freedom that this character presented for me as an actor.
Okay, well, also, I mean, what do you think it is about this costume in particular that makes it stand apart from others?
This what?
About, like, this cop drama, in general, that makes it stand apart from others.
Well, you know, I think the audience is going to have their own opinion of what they think makes it stand out. For me, personally, what attracted me to it, I think I kind of just mentioned the three things. I think the cast was amazing, the script was amazing, and my character is, in my eyes, is the kind of character that, you know, I don't get to play very often. That very few actors get to play a guy who you can, I mean, I can show up if the, I can play an emotional beat if I want with a suspect. I can play an angry beat. I can play a fun beat. I get to really explore the different colors of this character. And, you know, and the family stuff, you know, I think is a big part of what is working for the audience, and I think it's a big part of what works for the cast as well. You know, when I read the pilot, I could see my sister sitting across from the table in real life saying these lines to me. We've had many similar arguments as Bridget and I have got to play in this show, my sister and I in real life. And you know, it's when something resonates like that, so truthfully, you know, it definitely creates an attraction. And, you know, I knew when I did that dinner scene, I knew I was going to have a good time doing it. I knew it would be tense. I knew it would be fun. And I knew it would be alive. And, you know, that's, I think, you know, when you're doing television and it's a grind and you're working, you know, 5 days a week. And I know me personally, I look for something that's going to make me feel alive. And my character has a lot of freedom, which makes me feel alive. And the family scenes have a lot of truth in them. And that makes me feel alive. And, you know, I think to feel alive a few days a week during episodic television, it's a gift, you know, to feel that sort of electricity, and I get to feel it, I think, more than most.
So I wanted to know if you did any sort of research to prepare for the role, or if you got to spend any time with members of the NYPD.
Well, I did spend time with them, and I spent time with them before on other projects. I actually played a hostage negotiator on a show called Kill Point, which was, I was actually playing a guy in Pittsburgh, but I worked with Jack Cambria, who's the head of the hostage negotiation team for the NYPD, and, you know, I'd worked with other New York cops before, and, I mean, I think the thing with this character and that I wanted to do, though, was, you know, the preparation is obvious, but you have to be prepared to cop, you have to know, you know, what you're doing, and you know, and be able to pull it off. At least I do. You know, I think it's very important to, you know, handle people the way I do. But the other part of this character is that, you know, he's a very experienced guy who sort of marches to the beat of his own drum, but he is the son of a very powerful And I think that's the part that I really wanted to explore a lot and wanted to discover with each episode.
Can you give us maybe a little teaser of what we're going to see from Danny going forward?
Well, I think, you know, I am sort of, I think my TV experience has sort of put me in a position where I'm really kind of taking this show as it comes, you know. I think if you asked me this question 10 years ago on Boomtown, I would tell you where I think he's going to go. But mm-hmm. I think with this show, you know, I don't press the writers to find out. I'm not pressing to know the answers myself. You know, I want to discover it when I get there. I think, you know, I think I have a good grasp on this character. I think, you know, I know who he is and I'm connected to him. And I don't think there's anything that's really going to surprise me that they might come up with. Or that I will feel can't be played honestly.
Right.
That's what I mean by surprise. I mean, I hope they surprise me. I plan on being surprised. But at the same time, I don't feel like I need to be thinking in week 4 about what's going to happen with him in week 20. Because yeah. I think it will be a surprise to him. I think if Danny's battling some scars from Iraq and they suddenly erupt in his life, it probably will be a surprise when it happens to him and to everyone around him. So I figure I might as well let it be a surprise to me too and see what happens when I open up that script one day, hopefully.
Thanks, Donnie, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.